You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Subhanallah. So we're going to have, mashallah, Azawajal, two people doing the istikhara. So remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I tend to say this all the time. Whenever you send an istikhara request, please make sure you send it as one message and you send the person's name, the mother's name, and also the brief description of what the istikhara is about. Inshallah, Azawajal, keep watching our program. There might be someone that you know and you think that you can pass on the message to them so that they can watch as well, inshallah, Azawajal. Ji, so alhamdulillah, first of all, mashallah, Sawar bhai, welcome. Mashallah, alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Are you feeling okay?
Alhamdulillah.
So, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's get back into our routine. I've got a couple of messages that I want to read out, inshallah, Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've just been out of job. Please, can you help me find a job? Inshallah, Azawajal. So, wazifa for finding a job.
Yeah, if the brother or anyone who is looking for a job, if they read two units of Nafal Salah,
two rakats
of Nafal Salah, non-makruh times, so the three makruh times throughout the day, avoid the makruh times, read the two nafl, and as soon as you make salam, recite Ya Latifu 182 times with Salat al-Nabi before and after Ayy, Durood Shareef before and after.
Mashallah.
And then raise your hands in the court of Allah Azawajal and ask for employment, a job, halal sustenance with ease, etc.
Inshallah.
Make dua, inshallah. Very mujarrab amal. Very tried and tested amal.
MashaAllah.
So inshallah,
Ya Latifu.
Ya Latifu.
SubhanAllah. Don't worry, rizq is in the possession of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. He is the best of the sustainers. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, keep reading this wazifa. Allah Ta'ala will give barakah.
Like you mentioned earlier that being tested, Allah will test people in different ways.
Rishuk.
And this is also one of the tests as well.
Rishuk.
That somebody is tested where he loses his job.
Inshallah, we will make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives you a halal risk, a sustenance, inshallah, Azawajal. But sure, don't lose hope in the court of Allah, Azawajal. Sometimes what happens, people think that that's it, that's the end of the world, what's going to happen to me? And then, you know, you sit down and you start to worry about that. All you're doing is just going into a depression mode, and this is not
this,
the time.
You know, that this term, not to lose hope,
Ji,
these are like golden words. You know, if these were written in golden letters, yeah, is still not enough. Because these were the words which my Piru Murshid mentioned to me, you know, when I was ill and I had a message sent to myself, was don't lose hope. And because of that, those words that I gripped onto very hard, alhamdulillah, I'm here.
MashaAllah. Again, it's, you know, MashaAllah, Azawajal, you were lucky, Sawarbe, you are part of this mahol environment. What we need to do is we need to make dua for everyone. Inshallah, Azawajal, as they say, ye waqt guzar jayega, this day will pass by. But you know what happens? You know, if someone is really ill and, you know, people make dua for him, people phone him up, ask him, these are the people that that person will remember all his life. You know, so inshallah, Azawajal, if you know anyone who is ill or anything else, please try to help them as much as you can. Helping doesn't always mean that you got to give them money. Khair khai, or, you know, looking after one another can be in many different ways. I've got a message, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me a ta'weez for constant headaches? It doesn't mention half the head, but constant headaches.
Regarding headache, those who suffer from headache, simply if you take a piece of paper and write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim just the once, and make it into a taweez, make it into an amulet, and wear it upon your head, whether if you're an Islamic sister, on the scarf with a pin, etc., or if you're an Islamic brother, you can also sew it into your hat. Wear that and try to make it touch the area of pain, inshallah, the headache will go away. One thing when you're writing taweez, remember those letters which have got a circle, the circle shouldn't be colored in, it should be
like
open,
for example, the meme
open,
should
like the
be
meme
open,
or the ha, etc.
MashaAllah. So how many times did you say?
Just the once. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on a piece of paper, fold it up, make it into a taweez, plastic coat it, and then sew it into material or leather, etc.
MashaAllah. Another, someone asked a question the other day, and they said that, you know, I can't get to sleep, and if you can please give me a wazifa, so you can't get to sleep at night. If you look for the wazifa, Sawar bhai, and I just want to mention this to the viewers as well, that, you know, sometimes what happens is, we did a program on this where we're recording one for social media, where if you can't get to sleep, then don't stay in the bed. You know, if you can't get to sleep after 20 minutes, then the best advice from the physicians and the doctors and all these guys is that move away from the bed. Why? Because your brain now is focused that, you know, this is the place where I need to sleep. So what was happening is, if you don't get to sleep, your brain gets used to that environment. So take it out, you know, go into another area, but don't start opening up your mobile phone in the dark, and that light goes into your eye. That's one of the reasons that you get headaches. But no phone, nothing. Open a book, start to read that, and inshallah, as well, you know, go back to the bed again after 15, 20 minutes. Inshallah, you'll see a difference. Recite the Rood-e Paak, recite the duas. Inshallah, as well, you'll get to sleep.
Not just headache, also it's weakening of the eyesight as well. The light in the dark, and then you've got a bright light all of a sudden. Yeah, whilst those who are struggling with sleep, whilst you're lying in bed, remember when you're lying in bed, that if you're reading anything, you should fold your legs
slightly, so
they're not completely straight. And keep reciting this, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. InshaAllah, so you'll fall asleep.
MashaAllah. Ji, subhanAllah. Another Islam brother has sent a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you help me? I have a few problems at home with my family. I want to get married, but my parents are not happy with the marriage, even though the girl is a very pious girl. Well, how can I convince my parents? Is there anything that I could read? Do you want to look for the wazifa? Oh, you got it, mashallah.
If the brother recites Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim in abundance, and also sit down and speak and explain.
It's very important that they can. In these kind of situations, what happens is, you know, maybe your parents are not understanding because they don't know about the girl, about the family. So maybe, you know, you need to sit down. I was asked a question from someone, and they said that, you know, if my parents don't agree with you, you know, I still want to get married to her, and, you know, can I not take permission from them and get married? And the answer was that, look, you know, all the life your parents have been looking after you. Yeah, the name you got is what your parents chose for you. Yeah, the clothes you used to wear when you were younger is what your mom and dad used to choose for you. Now, you know, the thing, all the life, yeah, they've been choosing the best thing for you. And now when it's time for you to get married, they're going to choose someone really bad. No. Inshallah, so they'll take the blessings of your parents, make sure that, you know, they agree with it as well. If they don't agree for some reason, then get family members involved, you know, get the imam of the masjid, you know, involved as well. And inshallah, try to explain. But please do not, you know, go to that extent where, you know, you run away from home, or you're gonna get married, because it's gonna bring a bad name to the family. It's gonna bring so much chaos and so much.
I think if you look at the probability of success as well,
further
down the line, things happen.
Yeah, someone thinks, he's all right with it, because, okay, that's one or two people, but majority of the time, sadly, they don't work as well.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman,
Ya Allah, Ya Rahim. Is that a specific time?
No specific time, just as much as they can in abundance.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I always keep getting cramps in my legs. What is the problem, and please can you advise what I need to do? Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to the angel of death, when I'm about to, when it's my time to go, send me a few ambassadors, send me a few signs. And the angel of death said, okay. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was getting older, and then one day Malakul Maut alayhi salam came, oh Prophet of Allah, it's time for you to come with me. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, where's the ambassadors, where's the signs gone? And he says, oh Prophet of Allah, you could stand up straight and then your back start bending. Your hair were black and then they turned white. Your eyes were good and then they went weak. Your hearing was good, it went weak. These are the signs of me to the people. Yeah. So sometimes, when your hair goes white, people think, hey, there's nazle zukam, depression ni wajah tu hai. Halanki you don't understand that we're getting closer to our death.
Ji. One totka you can say, like a gharelu ilaj which has been mentioned in regards to this. Soak 11 dried apricots. Khushk khamani.
Apricots.
11 dried apricots in water. Soak them overnight and then in the morning, take one. Minimum duration, 40 days is mentioned.
MashaAllah. Another Islam brother, he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me a wazifa to read for dry skin? Khushki bohut hai. Dry skin. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Good news for us that Savur Bhai is here as well. Sometimes what happens is maybe you know someone who is ill. You know someone who needs help. So try to, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, keep in contact with these people. Make sure that you see them regularly and inshallah we'll try to help them in any way. Like Savur Bhai mentioned, if they needed a taweez for any reason, try to come forward and, help them. And inshallah, that will be a lot of help for these people as well. It's not always about money. They don't always want money from you. They sometimes want someone to talk to them. Mm-hmm. So especially if you've got older parents or relatives, just go see them. Obviously, there's a limit where you can go and see someone. But even on a mobile phone, nowadays, we've all got video calling. Just give them a call as well. Inshallah, that will be really helpful for them as well. I talked to someone, an elder person the other day, and for nearly an hour, they were on the phone. And I just, listened to every word that they said. Even though I was busy as well, I didn't say, look, I'm really busy, talk to me later. No, because these people, he got the number from somewhere, thinking that, they're going to help me. But, it's a long story. I had loads of work to do, but I put everything on side and I started listening to him.
Gharelu totka for this. Gharelu ilaj. Those areas where you're getting dry skin, if you put them in front of some heat, if you've got a gas fire, I think we sort of moved away from gas fire. Now, there are not many houses that have gas fire now. But basically, you need to heat that area where you got the dry skin. Heat that area so when it's warm, and then take some onion and rub some onion over that area. Inshallah, those are the dry skin.
Subhan. Which color onions? The red one or the other? Take
just onion.
Yeah. Surah Bakra la case ho jaasi na.
Ji.
MashaAllah. So use any type of onion. We've been given the permission for that. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you do any wazifa for me, please? My body is hurts mainly at night time. All day I am upset and depressed. Please, can you help me? Allah Ta'ala give you shifai kamila and Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, mashallah. It doesn't mention if it's an Islamic brother or an Islamic sister, but Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. And another thing is that try not to spend your time alone. Don't be alone in a room and always thinking and worried about things. Stay with your family. Even though there might be, times where a person thinks that, no, I'm going to stay alone. Push yourself to do it. You got to really push yourself to do something as well. And when you're sat alone, that's when depression starts to kick in. That's when all these thoughts come into your mind.
Anybody who's suffering from bodily pain or pain anywhere in the body, basically, if they recite Surah Fatiha Just once, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the whole surah to the end of the surah. And then recite the following, Allahumma dhhib anni su'a ma ajidu. Allahumma dhhib anni su'a ma ajidu. Allahumma dhhib anni su'a ma ajidu. So recite Surah Fatiha once. Recite this 7 times with Salat al-Nabi before and after. So Durushi before and after. And then blow upon the area of pain. And if it's anywhere where you can't blow, then blow upon your hands and then rub upon
massage, MashaAllah. Salam. I had a bad dream about someone is trying to kill me. What can I read to keep away from bad dreams?
Ya Mutakabbiru, 21 times with Salat ala Nabi before and after, before they go to sleep, inshallah. They'll be safe from nightmares. That, regarding that pain one I've just mentioned, if the area of pain is where they can place the hand, for example, if it's just a knee, for example, or the elbow, then it's good that they place the hand and read.
Okay.
But if it's somewhere where they can't place the hand, then just
like do all the back or
yeah, then do the reciting and then blow upon your hand and then rub on the
Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, I need some help for my brother. He used to be fine and was with Madani Channel, used to pray namaz, and then all of a sudden he dropped out of work and started a business which failed. He doesn't talk to his family properly and does things which are against Sharia and has stopped praying too. If you could please help him give a wazifa, please, that will be better. So I think sadly what happens is that, you know, when people start to turn away from the deen, especially we mentioned in the beginning, you know, it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So it all depends how this test you're going to be going through. So you know, don't lose hope in that test of Allah Ta'ala. Just keep making dua. But namaz, salah is something that you can't turn away from. Even though you want to pray or you don't want to pray, if salah is farz upon you, then you have to pray. So there's no excuse out of that. So sometimes
what mentioned happened, that the brother is living with them or not. If he's, if they're living in the same household, then whilst he's asleep, if they're at a certain distance where and read Surah Ikhlas just the once and perform them as if they blow towards that direction of where the brother is sleeping, remember to read to such a tone that you don't wake
the person up.
And so recite the Surah Ikhlas once with Salat al-Nabi before and after, and then perform them towards the direction of the brother. Inshallah azawajal, all will be well. Another thing that I'd like to mention is that, you know, the mention where he stopped working where he was, he tried his own business, that didn't work out. So there's a lot of gham, there's a lot of upset. He's upset basically. They might be helpful where if they sit down with him and talk to him. You know, like you mentioned that sometimes somebody needs that shoulder to cry on, or that shoulder or that person to talk to. And it all comes out. He might have a little bit of upsetting, he might cry a little bit, but then everything comes out, you see. Maybe he's got all that inside him, and which is making him sort of away.
And the other thing is that, you know, what if he's not staying with the family, then what do they do?
Then they go to the nearest tawizat, tariyabasta, inshallah.
And then do what?
Get a tawiz.
Okay. Now, so if they start to go there and stay with them, that's what. You know, it's very important that when you do, you know, you have this kind of situation at home, the first thing is that you got to be calm. Yeah. You know, you see that he doesn't read namaz, he doesn't listen to you, he has arguments at home, he had a business that flopped. Now what happens is naturally a person, you know, you'll get angry and you'll get aggressive, you know, and you just want to, you know, you put out everything on him. But what you need to do is you need to stay calm, you need to help. This is the time where he needs your help. Not, you know, if you say anything to him or be angry on him, then he might even run away and that's going to cause more problems. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will, please can you make any dua or wazifa for marriage success? All I want to know is what should I read to get married? Okay, so marriage wazifa, have you done that before?
If the unmarried person, if you write Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 143 times on a piece of paper, make it into a taweez and wear it around the arm or neck, inshallah they will be married soon.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please make dua for me that Allah Ta'ala makes me a pious person, inshallah. Very rare do people ask for duas for these kind of things. Alhamdulillah, really happy to hear this, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you could do istikhara to see whether it's illness or nazar, jazakallah khaira. Also, if you have a wazifa for ovarian cysts and fibroids, inshallah. Assalam. Can you say a wazifa for cysts, foot pain, dry eye, and earache from Medina? So, is someone who wants cysts, yes. Foot pain, dry eye, and earache. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa. Some Islam brother has sent in a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some family members borrowed some more than 45,000 pounds from me for a few months, but it has been more than 10 years, but they're not paying me back. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you. It's 45,000 pounds is a lot of money. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for me? I'm having pain in the tendon of my wrists due to inflammation, but because of COVID, appointments are taking a very long time. I'm also getting bruising, blood clots on parts of my body. I want to ask whether there is a nazar aspect to this, whether it is just illness. Inshallah, so there will code word bananas.
Yeah, I've just done that just now.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know if you're getting them in a different order.
No, I'm just reading them out as well.
I've just done that.
Have you done code word bananas?
The code word bananas, yeah. I've just done that istikhara just now. The istikhara indication that we're getting for that is a sign of illness.
Okay.
So
alhamdulillah, there's no black magic, no evil eyes, anything like that. Jee, so mashallah, okay. Code word bananas.
Jee.
There's no black magic, there's no evil eye.
Ya Salamu 111 times with Durushi before and after, perform them upon water.
Mashallah.
And drink. Also perform them upon themselves.
Subhanallah.
Well.
Ya Salamu 111 times before and after Durud Pak. Blow on water or either do them on yourself. Allah Ta'ala will give shifa, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well. Allah Ta'ala, remove all your problems as well. And the one thing is, every person will face problems. Sometimes what happens is we look at someone with a good car, a good house, and we think, yeah, every year these guys go on holiday, every year, they're doing really well, there's no problems in their home. They might have problems which you don't have. Yeah, so everyone has got some sort of a problem. It's very, very, this world is a place of problems. Someone is ill, someone's got financial problems, someone's got family problems, someone's got this issue, children's issue, his own health issues. Everyone is in some sort of a problem. Illa mashallah, you'll find anyone that is, happy in this world. Because it's not a place, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the mafhum is that the world is like a jail for the believers. The hereafter is what we need to strive hard for. So in this world, when you get these problems or azmaish, test from Allah Ta'ala, always stay steadfast, always make dua. Dua is a weapon of a believer. I know where someone who had a really, really bad stomach aches and he wasn't getting any better. And this is about 5-6 years, even more than that, I think. And, his family, they did a Khatam Sharif where, they were reading Bismillah Rahman, only Bismillah, nothing else. And they were reading Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And at the end, mashallah, we did dam on him. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, in a couple of days' time, Allah Ta'ala gave him shifa. So make dua for your family members, for your loved ones as well, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. A lot of power in the Bismillah ar-Rahman. And there's that waqiyah, obviously I'm doing istikhara, but you can mention the waqiyah regarding
that girl.
The person who had a headache.
Jee.
And he went to his Pir Murshid. And they gave him a ta'weez and told him, don't open it and don't look at it.
MashaAllah.
Mentioned that one.
You mentioned half of it, and then what happened was he did open it up and he saw that it was Bismillah Rahman Rahim written on it. So Bismillah Rahman Rahim is very powerful. Sometimes, people.
Yeah, but then his headache came back. And then obviously he couldn't use that. He went back. This time they didn't say to him, don't open it. So he used it again after several years. Then he opened it and he still had Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. We learn everything.
Sometimes we underestimate things. We think, oh, only is that it? You give somebody before, just recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim, they say, bas. Or you say something.
Sometimes, you have a Khatam Sharif and people say, kya padhya ji? As my tarfu, so Bismillah. Bas, so Bismillah, these are it. Yeah, so don't worry, Bismillah Rahman Rahim is also a verse of the Quran. And if you look at it, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, it appears 114 times in the Quran. You might be thinking, well, there's one surah without Bismillah. But in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is mentioned as a verse in the Quran as well, in the middle of the surah. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So 114 times Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is mentioned in the Quran. Can you imagine how much an effect this will have on a person, inshallah azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you do istikhara on my house? I have been under stress for many years due to careless neighbors who keep damaging the house when having work done to their property. He also put careless tenants in his property. Code word 786/5. Inshallah azawajal. I have passed it on, so we're just waiting for. One thing is that, try not to go into arguments with your neighbors as well. You've heard of the story of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his neighbor, he used to cause him a lot of problems. And it came to an extent that, not Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but his neighbors, his other people that loved him, they complained to the police and they said that he's causing pains to our Shaykh. So what the police did, they arrested the neighbor and they took him into jail. Imam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he went and he says to the police officers, that's my neighbor you've got in jail. I haven't said anything to you, so why have you locked him up for? And they said that we've got complaints that he's been causing you problems. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, he says that I have no complaints about my neighbor, please let him go. As this person was walking behind Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he shouted out and he says, Huzur, I've caused you so many problems, but today you've come and you helped me. Please enter me into your beautiful religion. Subhanallah. This is what Islam is about. Islam is about forgiving and forgetting. And if there is some serious situations, obviously, you've got the authorities, you've got the police, you've got the council that you can contact. But, with yourself, don't have arguments. Arguments lead to fights. Fight will lead you to many other things. And instead of getting good out of this, you're going to get bad out of that. So this is just some nasihat as well.
Achha, next message, code name Medina. Istikhara has been done, sign of illness again. Okay. A spiritual cure for them, if they recite La Hawla, La Hawla Sharif, La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyi Al-Azim, completely 60 times, perform them upon water and drink it. They can do this several times or do it once and then keep adding water and drink it throughout the rest of the day. Also recite the same La Hawla Sharif 99 times daily. Inshallah azawajal, they will feel better, the anxiety, the shortness of breath, inshallah. Okay, I've got a code word here, 786-5. I've done the istikhara. In the istikhara, it's coming back as a vakti azmaish, I attest from Allah azawajal for the time being. In regards to the anxiety and stress that they're feeling, if they recite La Hawla Sharif 99 times, the 99 times La Hawla Sharif, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do istikhara for me? I'm having pain in the tendon and my wrist due to inflammation. Istikhara has been done and it has come as a sign of illness. So there's no black magic, no evil eye, sign of illness. If you're taking medications, please keep taking your medications as well. Allah is the one who gives shifa. We can't give no shifa to anyone. It is Allah. All we do is we make the du'as. And alhamdulillah, du'a in itself is powerful. We ask you to make du'a and then for you to read the wazayif as well. Sometimes you do get people and they say, don't give me any wazifa to read because I don't have no time. Give me some tafizat. Wazayif are very powerful as well. It's du'as or alhamdulillah azza wa jal. We give you many other things as well to read. So please make sure that you read them as well. The code word 123. The istikhara has been done. I have serious pains on my left side of my body from the arm. Please do istikhara. Code word 123. The istikhara has been done. And the istikhara has come out as illness. So there's no black magic. There's no evil eye. It's a sign of illness. Inshallah, there's many wazifs that you can read for that as well. One of the wazifa is that, alhamdulillah azawajal, number one is you have to be punctual in your salah. So please be punctual in your salah, make du'as, and ya salamu is a good wazifa to read as well, inshallah. But see if the sahabah can give us any more, inshallah.
What's this for, sorry?
For very normal pains in the body.
Pains in the body, body pain.
Yeah? Ji.
Inshallah. Recite, ya, For example, it depends where it is. If you hold the area of pain, or recite this actually, Ya Mughni, just the once. Recite Ya Mughni, perform them with Drushi before and after. Ji. Perform them upon your hands, rub upon the area of pain.
MashaAllah. Ya Mughni.
There was a message where you mentioned that somebody had, lent £45,000 or something. Ji. Ji, they lent a large amount of money, and then the person who they lent it to is not returning it. Very mujarrab amal. I can remember clearly because the Madani Bahar came within two or three days.
Masha'ala.
Somebody had like lost. Urdu jana doob gaye. Rakam doob gaye. They've got no hope of it returning.
Ji.
They're giving it to somebody who's not coming back. So there was this situation where we were on a Dua-i Sihhat Ijtima in one of the islands in Greece. And somebody came, same problem, had istikhara done, and then gave him this particular vazifa. I think two or three days, because I'll mention it now anyway, how this needs to do.
We'll have to be quick, we only got a couple of weeks.
And alhamdulillah, within two or three days, brother came to see the Tavizat Basta, the local Tavizat Basta in Greece. I was still on the jadwal yet, I hadn't come back yet. We got a message that alhamdulillah, they've got the money back.
Somebody the istikhara has been done for the Islamic brother as well, and it does say that they will return the money.
Yeah, basically what this is it's two nafal, two units salah. Of nafal, ghair makruh time, so non makruh time, and basically once when you're reading these two units salah, whenever you're in sajda, after you've read the tasbiyat of sajda, so each time, so you'll be in sajda four times, twice in the first rakat and twice in the second. So each time you're in the sajda and you recite the tasbihat of the sajda, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, after that you'll recite Ya Mudhillu Ya Mu'izzu.
Ya Mudhillu Ya Mu'izzu.
Yeah, 75 times. So once you've read the tasbihat, then you'll recite this 75 times, then you'll come up, then you'll go back into the second sajda, then you'll 75 times again. You'll do this in the both units. And inshallah, azawajal, make dua.
So if the Islam brother is watching us, please read two nafal, and in your both sajdas, read after Subhana Rabbi al-A'la three times, Ya Mudhillu, Ya Mu'izzu.
75 times.
75 times each, inshallah.
That's in each sajda. So do this four times, basically.
So do rakati, do sajda. Four times you'll do that, inshallah. And if you are watching us and you are the one who owes him the money, please return the money back to him. You know, sometimes what happens is people give it with a good intention. And I've known people where they had to remortgage their house just because they want to help someone. And now when they helped them, these guys have turned up, you know, turned their back towards them. So it's really, really frustrating. This is where a lot of problems will start from, inshallah. Take care. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Useless always. Request for dua. Useless always. Request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.